Clark, what are you doing here?
Just flew in a little mission.
Sure, good to see you. Pull up a chair.
Good to see you. Mind if I sit here?
Not at all.
Thanks. You're working kind of late, aren't you?
Plenty to do over here.
Dr. Schumann to see you, sir.
Have Dr. Schumann wink, Corporal.
Jack, I need your help.
Name it. Well, let's take a look at our files. See what we've got.
Let's do.
Looks like we're in luck.
Let's think.
Dr. Schumann might be able to help us. Okay to check with him?
Of course.
Send Dr. Schumann in. That's what has me worried. The boy's been flying too much lately.
He's a civilian, Mr. White.
I told you this morning, no interviews. How did you get on the field?
Well, it's a trade secret, General, but if you really want to know, I stabbed two guards, bribed the lieutenant colonel, and then flew over the fence.
Too bad you're not in uniform. These people aren't here as reporters, Mr. Martin. They're personal friends of Captain White, and he arranged the visit. You had us worried for a minute, son.
Oh, I had myself worried, sir.
You know, a pilot has a cracking point just like a plane, Chris. Now, you've been pushing too hard. Need a rest. I could talk your boss into ordering you to take a rest. Now, why not make it easy and just go?
What about my flight reports?
Well, we don't need you to check the instruments and film. You can write up your own reactions and send them in.
Why don't you just tell us where we're going?
Oh, sure. And you radio the car ahead and they pick up the loot before we get there.
Why would we do that? Oh, then you offered him the bribe. And that's a crime in itself. How about that, Bill? This lock feels a little odd. It's empty.
Hey, wait a minute. There was a briefcase in here with 20,000 clams. I put it in here myself.
Oh, you did, eh? That's all I wanted to hear. Yeah, it's worth a try. Let's go.